Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Welcome back to the Duck Call Room. Ladies and gentlemen, we have special guest with us this week. Jep and Jessica. Yeah. Are in the hot seat. I don't know if it's a hot seat.
So look, but
hey.
Since I haven't seen y'all, you know, what have y'all been up to?
Oh, you haven't seen me.
Si, just for clarity, you are on a TV show with them.
So. Well, no, but
didn't we film together Saturday?
I just sat beside you in the podcast.
Well, no, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, real life.
We actually lived together for about 5 years, okay, filming.
Okay,
there you go.
This is true.
There you go.
Well, I mean, we moved to Texas for 5 years, and we just moved back this past June, so we haven't been back long. And really, I was so looking forward to being back in Louisiana and having like a slower paced life than Austin. And it's not slower paced here for me. I thought I'd have all this time on my hands, and I don't. What about you, babe?
Well, have you got your own business?
I do. I have a quarterly subscription box called Genuine by Jess, okay. And I carry products that, you know, basically that have companies from give back companies, women-owned companies, and small family businesses. So I like to just kind of do like little collections and kind of feature other brands, other people's products that have a good mission behind it.
Hey, and let me tell you something about those boxes. I'm not really involved. I've helped like package them and stuff. But she had these blankets in there. They are the best blanket in the world.
It's true.
Big blanket guy. Big blanket guy.
Oh, gotta have it.
I'm not a blanket.
Let me say this. It's a leopard print furry blanket.
Yeah, I know. It sounds hot.
Oh, it's heavy.
It sounds hot.
You got me. You got me already.
Yeah. Hey, you'd be curled up watching Law and Order. You have this blanket on.
Now, Rumpelstiltskin over here, he need a blanket. Yeah. All he does is sleep.
Oh,
yeah.
So. Oh, I'm going to get you one.
No, because, hey, if it gets, you know, the other day, speaking of that, okay, I was like, what in the good grief? I'm freezing to death. I'm in my own house. I said, woman, you got the heat turned off? And she said, no. You know, and I said, well, what's the temperature in it? She said, 52.
What?
I said, no wonder I'm freezing my butt off. I said, turn the heat on, woman. Good grief, what are you doing?
No, man, March 1st, you turn the heat off. It don't come back on.
No, you don't. If it gets below 60, hey, I need a coat.
Hey, it's cold right now.
You know, it was 27.
I ain't got all this insulation.
Hey, pipe down, son. Hey. I'm going to sit back across from you if you're going to pick on me.
This is skin and bones here, boys.
Hey, speaking of, I've lost about 12 pounds, and I'm going to tell you why I did it. It wasn't health reasons, although I do feel better. It wasn't anything like that. It wasn't anything. Like, I think Jess liked me kind of husky. Here's what happened.
It was just more to love.
No,
like
here's what happened.
Burly bear.
Here's why I lost the weight is because I kept going through airports and I'd hear, "Hey Willie."
Oh,
and I was like, "True story."
Nope, I'm not. I am losing weight immediately.
Okay, I was just fixing to say. Oh, talking about that the other day.
Well, good news is that meant you still had skinny legs.
True. I got those.
My wife is going through the TV and slashing stuff and finding a new channel. Well, she found a new Star Trek. Okay, and she said, "You got to see this." Yo, I'm sitting in my recliner. She said, "Let me find it." So she's going, brings up Star Trek, new, you know, exploring unknown, all this, you know. She said, "Wait till you see this guy." You know, and so she brings him on here. It's Willie, and he's about 50 pounds overweight. Okay, and he's got real, real long hair. But it's Willie all the way. And I said, "I got to tell Willie this." I said, "I just seen you on Star Trek." And he went, "What?" I said, "Yeah, I watched you on Star Trek. just before I come up here to play poker with you, I watched you on Star Trek." I said, "You're about 50 pounds heavier and your hair is about 3 times longer than what it normally is." I said, "But it's you."
It's the old Willie?
Oh, yeah, because it looks just like
it. It's his doppelganger.
Yeah, looks just like it.
It's Willie when I started working here, dude.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I was wondering you, how did you lose the weight?
I mean, just not eating so much. And honestly, beer, I love beer. I love craft beer.
Hey, beer is fat.
We did.
But if you're not really, you know, if you're not drinking an excess of it and you're just having some every night, like really all it's doing is just a bunch of calories that are just so wasted.
This is just an occasional beer, like a six pack.
Just a normal night.
I'm just saying.
What do you have? Oh, just a couple
No, he ain't drinking Bush Light. So.
No, these are like crap.
You drink a six pack of Bush Light and lose weight.
I will say in Texas, they have some of the best craft beer. And it, even here in Louisiana, I mean, since I moved back, I was like, dang, we got some good beer here. And I just had to give it up for a while.
I'm like, Michelob. Ultra light Michelob.
I would rather have four extra strips of bacon.
No. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
There ain't nothing better than that.
Yeah, I just would.
No, like, there ain't nothing better than a ice cold Michelob Light.
All right, y'all need to get paid.
That is
for
not
Michelob.
This section.
I would be choosing way better tasting beer than that.
That is not craft beer.
No, yeah.
B, it's really close to water.
Thank you.
And I mean, I've had them; they're not bad. But those are for people that like to pee. That's what the, that's what Michelob
Ultra
is
for. Well, for a guy that drinks 2 gallons of tea.
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I guess I'll fit that.
Yeah, you would get the same satisfaction from an ice cold Coca-Cola. I mean, it just, I mean, you have been drunk on Mountain Dew before, so like.
Well, that's his truth.
So,
hey, look, if you stay up 54 hours, you're 54 hours studying and drink about 3 cases of Pepsi, Coke, Mountain Dew, 7-Up,
And that's how many Michelob Ultras it would take, too.
You got drunk on that?
Oh, yeah.
You put
something
in that.
I was on a sugar blitz, I'm talking about. Yeah.
You didn't have something mixed in there?
No, it was just Coke and Mountain Dew and 7-Up.
Why were you up for 54 hours straight? That's the
real
question.
Well, my brother's got look, I went to college. You know, I tried it. And I had 3 older brothers.
I'm not John David, so I can't chase you with the mic.
At the time, it was 4 of us in there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I told everybody, hey, I majored in partying and minored in women, okay? So, look, I didn't go to class much. But anyway, they got on me, and I mean, like, hey, they threw a saddle, got their spurs on, and they rode me like a yard dog. Tell me, no, you just too dumb. You can't pay. Well, it made me mad. Well, this is a week of finals. I ain't been to class about 6 times total for the whole semester. You know, so, you know, a buddy of mine, okay, he was flunking out too. He said, hey, you know all the women. Can you borrow their notes and can we study? And he said, because if I don't pass, my dad's going to kill me. He said, I know you don't care. You ain't coming back. I said, you're right there. So, look, that's what we did. We studied for 54 hours. The last test I was taking, all I remember was I was asleep. Just sound asleep, and the professor's going, hey, you got 100 questions to answer, and you ain't got but 10 minutes. And I said, well, I picked up a pen. I said, well, I said, I'm glad it's multiple choice. And I just started going down. Just,
did you like draw a Christmas tree or something?
Oh, yeah. No. Just A. Just A, C, C, C. C is always a good answer on multiple questions. Yeah.
It is so, most common answer.
Nancy worked in the registrar's office, so she saw all the grades. Well, she saw my grade. And look, I had gave her like $150. Say, hey, you know, since y'all been feeding me all semester, here, go buy a bunch of steaks and Tommy can grill them and we'll have a good party. Yeah. So I get there early, knock on the door, and she looks to the people and she's just giving me what's for. Have you checked your grades? And I said, no, Nancy, I didn't check my grades. I don't care about my grades because I ain't coming back. I'm done. You know, she said, yeah, you're going to get drafted and you're going to go to Vietnam. I said, well, that's probably true, but hey, I don't really care because I ain't coming back to Louisiana Tech. Yeah. Well, she just chewed me up now. I said, are you going to open the door and let me in? So she finally lets me in and then sets me down and just chewing my butt up one side down the other. Go check your grades. I said, Nancy, I don't care about my grades. She said, well, hey, just so you know, you passed. You know, and I said, really? I said, well, what did I? She said, you missed having an A average like 2 points. You know, and I said, hey, well, I said, that just reminds me.
That sounds like 95%.
Yeah, no, science fiction.
No, no. So I told her, I said, will you do me a favor when your husband and my other two brothers arrive to eat the steak? She said, what's that? I said, tell them it ain't got nothing to do with my brain power. I just am not going to college.
Okay.
You know, she said, yeah, I can do that for you. I said, okay. Yeah, so when she did, she jumped on them both feet, telling me, hey, it ain't because you ain't stupid.
Well, you should have fed them crow.
Huh? Well, hey.
They had to eat.
No, I needed to kick them off in the butt and throw them out of their own house.
That'd have been a little aggressive, but especially you being the smallest of them. Right. I don't think that's where I'd have started.
Hey, if I'd have done that, they had it coming. They picked on me all my whole life.
Oh, well, let's take our first break, and we'll be back right after this.
Right after this minute.
All right, we're back.
All right, Martin, I got to ask, what's with the W sauce?
Well, the W sauce, that's an interesting one. It makes everything better, for
man,
one.
Man, we had a man on the show, on the podcast.
Yeah.
For W?
Yeah.
No, he ain't been here.
I thought we had him on.
No,
here.
Man, Big Bear ain't been here yet. I want him to. Look, no, actually what happened, W sauce, family recipe. They're fishing guides originally in Key West. So when that happened, everybody quit traveling. They had to make some income. They decided to bottle the family recipe. And what you got was a W sauce.
You tried it? That's good?
Oh, my God.
But is it have different than that sauce?
Because that one's hot there.
Okay.
That one's called Fireshire. This one is just the OG right here. And now they're making all kinds of stuff. They're making like Bloody Mary mix and all kinds of.
As a parting gift, do we get some W sauce?
You can take it home with you.
Yeah.
You can take it home with you. You can go to Academy and buy some. They got it in Academy now. Yeah.
Well, I need that one. I don't want the hot one because I use a lot of Worcestershire in my beef stew.
But the heat doesn't. Does it hurt your belly or something?
No, it doesn't hurt mine. But I just don't. I don't want to like. Risk a big pot of beef stew, and then
I got you.
Especially with Kay, usually she loves.
Oh, there you go.
So, do you remember Mom used to make that stew, that beef stew?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that, right?
Oh yeah.
So Jessica took that and improved 1,000-fold.
She get rid of all the carrots?
Nope, still has carrots.
Dang.
No.
Just cut them up smaller.
That'd be a good way to get rid. That'd be a good way to improve.
Just cut them up smaller.
So no, look, this is that. Well, I basically. Combined two recipes. I combined Julia Stiles beef bourguignon and then another beef stew recipe, and I kind of just made it my own, but I only use filet mignon in it.
Yeah. That always helps.
Yeah. And I do per person, I'll get choice. One filet per person, so yeah. It is
choice.
Hearty.
Choice.
It's like Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
We found a new herb. It's like oregano, but you know how oregano can get kind of strong?
Uh-huh.
It's called majoram. It
I
is the best
majoram.
Like herb ever. It's like a not as strong oregano.
It's so good. It has several. It has oregano in it. It has several different herbs in it, but I will use almost an entire bottle in my beef stew.
Because that's what I make for my meat sauce.
Yeah.
Is it's all... just herbs.
Yeah.
Do you use filet? Do you use filet?
No, it's hamburger meat.
Yeah, wrong tax bracket, haven't we? That's fine. We get it.
Well, I'll use a ribeye.
Not the like,
too,
no, expensive
the
filets
hey,
either.
If you brought that up, that might be a good thing. Hey, just tell a guy, hey, grind me up a bunch of filet hamburger meat.
No, you don't grind it up. You want chocolate.
No. If you want meat sauce, it's got to be ground up.
The meat sauce, like a spaghetti sauce?
Yeah.
Look, don't invite Si for that beef stew, because you're going to come over, there ain't going to be no beef left in it.
I knew that too.
That's the same thing he does to a pot of beans. Yeah. He goes there and dig every piece of sausage out, and you ain't got nothing left but red beans. He's a cherry picker from way back.
I knew that too.
That must be a youngest trait.
Yeah.
There we go.
You got to get to meat when you can.
That's right. That's it, boys.
Youngest. Okay, yeah, we're getting it now. Now Gus gonna be that way. You gonna train Gus to be that
way?
That's terrible.
Some filet, doesn't he?
That boy can eat. He eats more than I do.
Who's that?
Gus.
Gus.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for breakfast he'll eat like three or four eggs.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's only 7.
I know it, but he's a growing big boy.
But he's playing baseball
now. That's we got a game tomorrow night, right?
Tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
He's playing baseball?
Yes.
What position?
First year. Well, it's his first year.
I mean,
coach
wherever.
You just kind of.
He doesn't know
rover.
What he's doing.
Well, at 7, it don't matter. Just get out there.
Yeah.
He has so much power, but he's scared When I get out in the yard with him, I'm scared to pitch. You know, it's coach pitch. But I'm like throw, and then I'm like, yeah.
You need your screen.
But when he's out there, you know, he doesn't.
This year was the first year he played flag football, which I was not for playing football.
We dominated that league.
I will say I'm not for playing football because of the injuries, but Jep vetoed. I was out on that, and he played, and I know how fast he can be. And so all the time he would get it and run for a touchdown, and I would be like, Gus, you're not running at full speed. He goes, I don't have to run at full speed.
Hey, Mom, nobody can get me. And I was like, well, that's true.
So our record game was 6 TDs, 2 pick sixes.
Uh-oh.
Which was, I that was impressive.
They throwing the ball and
flag football?
Ball.
Oh, yeah, they throw the ball.
Oh, really?
Not a ton, and they're not good at it.
Obviously.
So he just plays right in the middle. He's got a middle linebacker.
He's a foot taller than them all,
tackle
too. Monster
man.
So they just toss it over
Man. He said, Dad, it's really easy to get interceptions. I just watch the quarterback, and there's just, I catch the ball and don't let them catch it. I'm like, that's how you do it.
He said, I felt bad because this little boy cried and said, I just want to make a touchdown. And I kept pulling his flag.
He said, I just kept pulling his flags. I said, you keep pulling them flags.
Killing kids' dreams.
It's
one
really.
At, a time.
At one point, he was playing offense, and his coach goes, Gus, go sit on the bench. You're making too many touchdowns on defense. That's what it was. He was playing defense. He was like, go sit down. You're getting too many touchdowns on defense. Yeah, you can't.
So I'd like him to play, I mean, depending on his, you know, size or whatever, but like just play like middle linebacker. As soon as he can play tackle and just become a one-man wrecking crew where it's like when other opponents play us, they're like, oh, my gosh, have you seen that guy in the middle?
Yeah.
And they're scared. They're scared to get the ball.
That was like Too Tall Jones in Dallas.
He won't ever have to work a food truck again.
He played in the middle and somebody run by him, he'd grab him. No, he ain't got a ball.
I get where people have always said, oh, these parents live through their kids. I'm kind of doing that with Gus, and I'm sorry. I can't help it. He's so good. I wish I could have been.
Well, I will say none of our other kids ever got into sports.
It's easier when the kid's good.
Not like fully.
Like, when there's like potential there. Yeah. And he's big, you know.
Yeah, the bummer was when like me and Jace would coach and the kid wouldn't be that good, but they were still trying to live through him. I'm like, nah, man, just let this kid play.
Yeah.
I wasn't that kind of parent. I was like, this isn't your thing, baby.
Just let that kid play, man. That's
I told River. I love River. And, you know, he plays some soccer. And he's pretty good at soccer, actually. But I was like, dude, just play golf. And he's playing golf, and he loves it, and he's getting a lot better. And I'm like, dude, now you're playing something. You can play your whole life.
Yeah, that is your game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he ain't going to be very tall.
No.
The only chance y'all got for height is Gus, and that's because he adopted.
So I got him watching Rory McIlroy.
And we know nothing about his birth parents. So we don't know.
Rory McIlroy is 5'8 and weighs like 165 pounds.
Yeah.
And hits it further than anybody. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a certain size.
Yeah. Justin Thomas, smaller than that.
Same size. Yeah. Or smaller.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Technique.
That's
it. Leverage.
Yeah.
I'm still hoping that Gus will find a sport that is not as dangerous.
As football?
Yes.
Well, it's football's not dangerous when you're bigger than everybody.
Yeah.
It scares me.
As long as you're the biggest on the field, it's not dangerous at all. Trust me.
He's not going to be that big.
He real big now. Just get started now. That football is the best he can play. You know why? Very limited time window.
Yeah.
August to December, you're done. You're in, you're out. Unlike baseball now that's played 12 months out of the year. Yeah. Forget that. You don't want to play in baseball.
Yeah. He likes basketball, and I enjoy watching him play. So we haven't tried that one yet. So
basketball?
Yeah. We'll see.
You're going to have to hire a coach.
Yeah.
I got one. Crystal Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Sarge.
Because ain't none of this extended family know nothing about basketball. Willie thinks he does, but he ain't no good.
Yeah.
I mean, he may get hire Stone from when he's a PE coach.
No,
he could shoot a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can shoot a little.
No, he'll get him in jiu-jitsu or whatever he does. No.
Yeah, that probably
he's been begging to get him, which I also think would be good. She doesn't think that's
good. Why not?
I think that'd be cool.
Sage does jiu-jitsu.
He could be the next, what's that dude's name?
That Bones would be something
Jones.
Good to
All
know.
Yeah.
That would be something good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guarantee it'd make him better at football.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
100% it would.
No.
It'd teach him some discipline because it don't matter how big you are on that jiu-jitsu mat. Them big ones get choked out just like the little ones do.
That's right.
That's all about technique.
Yeah. Teach them a little discipline.
Yeah.
Like, I think mentally you got to be pretty tough in that game.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. I would recommend it.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's why it's good for kids especially. Okay.
Hey, this day and age, Joe, he can play like fishing in high school. That's kind of tight.
Yeah.
Like,
West Monroe got a bass team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know there's gaming. Like, you can get scholarships for, like, Rocket League, and, like, you can go to college for, like, games now.
No, no.
That's, like, a thing.
What about disc golf?
Yeah, I'm against that.
No, I don't think disc golf is a thing yet, which is something I do play. I do enjoy now.
Oh, Gus is good at disc golf.
Oh, he's super good.
Of course he is.
He's long and lanky.
He got them long arms. I bet he can whoop it for a 7-year-old.
The ones that are good are real, have long arms, because they're like, they would be good at pitching in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they can throw a disc 600 feet, which is, I don't know how they do that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Two football fields, you throw a frisbee. Just think about the physics of that. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. No, that's like flying fish. No.
What?
That's the craziest thing to watch, is flying fish.
I don't see that analogy.
No, look, because they sail for like 600, 800 yards.
They will do that.
And they do this out of a 2-foot wave. They come out of a 2-foot wave, and you go. And you're still going, and you go, when is he going to go back in the water?
Since y'all are here, I want to give one of you a chance to confess or defend, or I don't really know how you'd say this, but Si told a story on one of y'all. He couldn't remember who it was, but
it was
y'all
him.
Y'all were riding in a black limousine in New York City.
It was him.
Huh?
I don't know what the story is. It was him.
The incident.
I do remember this.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we were there to see Sadie. We were, when she was doing Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
Do you remember that? Remember when we got in that?
And we were driving.
It was a limo, but we were
driving in one of them big long.
Like
black,
a car service.
It was a car service. Car. I remember that. And somebody broke wind.
That was not me.
Yeah.
Really?
She did it.
Martin, I think y'all.
That
know.
Was you.
It was not
remember
me.
That the driver got all mad and he was like, no.
No, and it was somebody else. Maybe
do
a kid
that
was
here.
With us.
And we were like, whoa,
Jessica, I hate to tell you. These two are telling the exact same story at totally different times.
Hey.
So.
Yes.
Hey, let me tell you, there are a lot of, like, I wouldn't believe half of what they say.
No. I remember this now. I had blamed him because he had bowel problems. Yeah, because he has bowel problems.
I have no problem admitting when I fart, okay?
Because then everybody got to look around.
I will admit it.
I remember now because everybody got to look down and they was all looking at each other and doing this and said,
hey,
all right, which one of y'all busted that?
It wasn't me.
Here's the kicker.
She had that silly little grin on her face.
He said that when you got out of the car, you or may not have raised your leg and did another one.
Oh, no. That was her.
Oh, no.
She did it.
Oh, no.
She did it.
She said bye, because look, you got to understand.
Yeah, she said bye, all right.
Yeah, this guy got bent out of shape. He went.
No, he said, if you do it again, you're getting out of the car.
No. He said, I will stop. He stammed on the brake.
I was like, what?
Yo, because, hey, and look, when we got up to where we was going, Jessica was sitting in the front seat.
Don't blame me for it.
Oh, no. And, hey, when she was slid to get out, she done one of these.
Oh, yeah.
And slid out.
I lifted my leg. Now I just leaned over.
Hey,
She said her exact words were, you mad, bro? And then was like.
That's right. Here, take this.
Let him have it.
I blamed it on the parting gift.
I blamed it on the Sonic chili cheese tater tots you had before on the way to the airport. That's what I blamed it on.
Because
I know your addiction.
I do love them. Yes. I just had them with another road trip.
That really happened.
That's my go-to, the corn dog.
Jeff got blamed for it, but then we got to look around.
Yep.
And it was Jessica.
And the little blonde had a sneaky little
smile. I think it's because I'm the only girl in here. You're just blaming me.
No,
I'm not blaming anybody, but I will say they told the exact same story. Right.
Martin, if you know Jeff at all, he farts all the time.
I'm aware.
He has stomach issues.
I'm aware.
IBM, everything else. Just
when
like his mama.
When started telling the story, I said, let me guess, Jep. And he said, no, Jessica. No.
Jep got blamed for it. I remember the look on your face. You had that silly little grin. You started when you said, I didn't do it.
I was laughing my head off. Like, I thought it was hilarious. And then the matter he got, it made it more funny.
Oh, no. The whole family, that's what made him mad.
Everybody laughing.
Everyone was laughing.
Hey, we were laughing.
You talking about this was worse than any rotten egg you've ever smelt. Okay.
Then I mean, I don't blame the guy.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You got to pick up other people.
Oh, no. This one is not raunchy.
Yeah.
So kind of like the smell in a Seinfeld
episode.
There's
nothing that has ever come out of me that smelled raunchy. Okay.
Now come on.
I mean, I don't know how many.
Look at that smile.
Not a bad smile.
This is only a 50-minute show, so we can't go through all of them. But
I mean, I love you though.
but it's there.
Yeah, we have a pirate toilet back there in the back, and there's times when it's hard to walk past it. I'll put it there.
Really?
Oh, yeah, really. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
That's the person who poops 3 times before 10 o'clock every morning.
Oh, that's fine.
Very normal.
Yeah,
that is not normal.
No, it's regular. I don't know that I'd qualify it as normal, but if you can set your watch by a day, that's not a bad thing.
It's not normal. Ask Jace how many times they had to stop on the road while they're on their treasure hunting. Emergency stops.
They don't give me enough time in the morning to get everything out. That's not my fault.
Hey, I'm same way. I wake up an hour early so I can get that done at home. I like home field advantage. I will go other places, but I prefer home field advantage.
Man, I'm going to tell you, there's hotels across America, because I've been staying in a lot of them. I mean, this toilet paper deal, it's like you either wipe till there's nothing there or you start bleeding one, and then you know you're finished. I'm just telling you, it's a problem, and it's sandpaper, and it needs to stop. And I don't know who's... They need to be horsewhipped.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
I need to introduce you to my friends over at Dude Wipes.
Is that
and
a
you
thing?
Just carry, you just carry them in your pocket with you.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they single-use baby wipes,
well, please,
essentially.
Give me that.
Single put baby wipes in your bag. Why don't you use them?
There you go.
Oh, I don't know. I can't find them. I don't have enough time to find them. I'm just in a bind.
That's right. He's in a bind always.
These daggone hotels are killing me. I'm telling you.
Got that John Wayne toilet paper.
Ooh, I'm telling you.
Rough, tough, and won't take crap off nobody.
True grit,
there you go.
Can we talk about something other than poop and farting?
Well,
please?
I mean,
it's my
anybody?
Life.
It's my life.
We can, but it wouldn't be near as entertaining. but we can take a break, and let's do that, and we'll be back right after this. So look, Jep, y'all been on the road. You leave the old man at home filming Duck Family Treasure. What's life been like on the road again?
It's been interesting. We just got back from Virginia, which was awesome. We found a lot of cool stuff. I wish I could tell y'all, but you have to watch and see. It was really good. The one before that, we were in the first town ever in Texas. It was called San Felipe, which is now where Katy, Texas is.
Oh, Ricefield.
So we get down there, and a lot of times we'll get down, day early, and we go out and scout. We go out and kind of just look the area over, get our detectors out, kind of see what.
So treat it like a real hunt. You go scout and then you go hunt.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. We get out there. I get 10 minutes into it, and I'm like, I do not feel good. And I don't know. I don't know when the last time y'all been really sick is, but it was one of those deals where I knew for a fact I'm pissing to go down. Like something bad is happening to my body, and I don't know what. I'm really tired. I just feel like crap. Everything hurts. So I'm like, hey, and this guy was really cool. And I was like, man, let me get back. I tell the crew, they give me some C-word tests. So I get back, take those tests, negative. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I start running fever. Jace comes in later and's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. He goes in another room, never comes anywhere near me.
He didn't leave town.
He's a germaphobe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they try to film that next day, but I'm still down. And then it's kind of like, I'm not there. So obviously the show's going to be crap because I wasn't there. I'm kidding. I told him, I was like, y'all go ahead. It's fine. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't really help. I'm not feeling good. So then they're just like, oh, no, we're just going to pack it up the next day. Well, then it's like, how am I going to get Jay's like, he ain't riding with me. He rode me here. I can't afford to be sick. I got too much to do.
Yeah, I got too much golf.
So I was abandoned by Jace. Then I talked to the producer, and she's like, look, we just, everybody on the crew, we just can't get anybody sick. It's just not a good time right now. And I'm like, what? So what do I do?
Yeah, so you're being abandoned.
I'm totally abandoned. And they're like, well, we left you the keys of this minivan. Good luck. It's sitting out
and
front.
And checkout is this time. Be out.
Yeah, checkout is this time. You got to be out of here.
Flu-like symptoms, fever, throwing
up. So I wake up
in a vehicle.
I'm scared for my, I'm like running fever. I'm scared for my, like, my stomach. I'm telling y'all, when I say upset, I get it. I've had a bad stomach.
Where are my friends when I need them? Oh,
they're gone. They're gone. So I get to going about 30 minutes into this journey, which is, you know, on the other side of Houston. This is like west of Houston. So it's like a trek. It's like 7 hours at least.
Yeah, you're talking about an 8 hour drive.
Yeah, at least seven and a half hours.
And you feel like crap.
30 minutes into it. I'm on the outskirts of Houston here. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh no. I'm sweating. I have the heat on, but I'm sweating.
Oh, I've been
and
there.
I'm just like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? And I pull up to this gas station. Weirdly enough, there was a guy out there like panhandling. He said, "You got any money?" And I looked at this guy, and I think he knew. Like, he was like, he looked down like, this is the wrong guy.
It ain't worth it.
No,
it ain't worth it.
No, I look terrible. I'm like, oh, terrible. Oh, I go in that bathroom. It was terrible. I'm in there just like praying. I'm praying. I mean, I'm serious. It was like a, I was scared.
This is a nightmare.
This is a nightmare. Oh, yeah. This is hell on earth.
Yeah.
Will I make it home? And I mean, I had to stop another time. I just pulled off on the side of the road. I'm like, please, Lord, help me get home. I eventually made it home. It took longer than expected, but
in a minivan.
And I still, to this day, I had my throat was just like crazy hurting bad. I think I had strep throat, is what I think. It's the only thing I can kind of think of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I was sick.
I thought he had the flu. Then he came in, which I told him to stay. I was like, just we'll book a hotel. Just stay there. So he comes in, and I'm like, get in the back of the house. You're quarantining for the next 4 days. Yeah, don't get. I cannot get sick.
You know how when you're really sick, I just want to get home. I was like, I just want to get home, and then I know I got Jess, and like, I'd had some comforts to like where I can lay and just watch TV or whatever.
You could get your leopard blanket.
That's right. Leopard blanket.
I got you.
But it was miserable. I mean, it was so miserable.
Yeah.
But, so we're going back to film that episode, I think, next week. So
you're probably like the rest of us males.
Well, I'm kind of scared to go back.
You're probably like the rest of us males anyway. You're just a terrible patient when you do get sick.
It was bad.
The worst.
I haven't been that sick in a long time.
The worst.
Like yeah, really running
fever.
You
told me one thing that I needed to know. Don't ever go out with them clowns.
Yeah.
What, they'll abandon you?
Oh, yeah.
You needed somebody to tell you Jace would abandon you when you're sick?
No, hey.
You ain't put those pieces of the puzzle together yet?
I sure hadn't.
Like, no, Jace will leave you in a heartbeat. Jace about self-preservation when it comes to sickness. He's like, no, I'm out, bro. Yeah. Like, you know. I'll get you home, but you ain't going with me. Like, I'll leave you a key.
You can ride in the back of the truck.
But you ain't getting up in here.
Get comfortable.
Yeah, that's just the way he is. But aside from that, you're still doing your nonprofit work, right? I mean, absolutely. That's still what's going on.
We've actually got our gala coming up this weekend.
Is it a gala or a gala?
I say gala.
Gala.
Hey, whatever.
It's always fun, but we're kind of new in the works. We're we got this thing I'm working hard on. It's called Cycle Breakers, because basically what happens over there in all these countries is, man, it's just a terrible cycle. Is how these orphans end up where they're at. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to break it, and kind of the main reason how we're doing that is like getting these kids. They've never had help here. Mm-hmm. You know, you can give them, and we definitely do give them money to eat and for school mentally. And stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like to get them therapy,
basic necessities.
Well, just therapy they need to get over this trauma. They've all experienced terrible trauma, and it's like we're trying to get these kids fixed up here and here spiritually. So we're trying to break the cycle. So you know, I'm imploring your audience. $24 a month is kind of how you get in on that.
Yeah,
you can give more if you want to, but. But it's awesome. We're definitely seeing these kids like transformed lives where they just had no hope and now they're doing great. They're doing good at school and so
college degrees, able to get jobs, like breaking the cycle and their legacy. I mean, how amazing is that? Like they're not carrying that baggage over. They're able to let it go and move on and be human beings in the world and work and raise a family. And it's pretty inspirational.
Yep. We're sitting from little kids all the way through college. These kids it's awesome.
That's cool.
But I finally found something that I really love to do, and I couldn't see myself doing anything. Like, it's my full-time job. The show stuff is fun and cool, and I enjoy doing it, but my work with All God's Children is awesome. I really enjoy that.
So you don't want to come back here and edit videos and film duck season for 60 straight days. You ain't trying to sit up there on a scaffold and freeze all season anymore. Right. Them days are behind you.
I put my time in. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah. That and running a food truck. I don't know if he'd ever go back to it.
Oh, my gosh. That's the hardest thing I've ever
done.
So
you went
life.
From the cold. You've had two jobs where you were arguably probably the coldest you've ever been in your life and the hottest you've ever been in your life.
And the silver bullet in an airstrip.
In Austin, Texas, in July.
Like Gimber. Yeah. Has Gimber ever been on the podcast? No.
Nah.
You should have him. He's an interesting fellow. It's my cousin. He came and helped me do that. Yeah. And I just remember us sweating. We're making a sandwich. We wasn't getting the sweat on the food. No. So that was good.
Yes. But a little extra salt never hurt nobody.
We had towels all over. But I just remember us looking at each other. He was like, dude. This is the hardest thing I've ever done. I was like, me too.
Well, Gimber come back from Austin, Texas, and shed 150 pounds or something. I mean, he's the incredible shrinking man now.
Yeah.
I think that made him take a little ownership in his life and say, you know what? It's too short, man. Yeah. It ain't about this. But, yeah, so you have worked a gamut of jobs. That's kind of, you're a jack of all trades. And now it sounds like you're going to be a football coach before it's all said and done with. So I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll
got that going.
We'll see.
Mom, just let it happen. We'll it's fine. Like, how cool would it be to watch Gus on Sundays? I mean, that's pretty tight.
That'd be awesome.
Like, I mean, hopefully it goes somebody that's good, but you know, the good ones rarely do. They have to work for a while before they get to a good team.
He's in kindergarten. Let's not jump the gun here.
Hey, a man can dream. A man can dream. Let the man dream. Okay. Jeff wants to be in Baton Rouge cheering on as they beat Alabama. I mean, that's cool. Like,
yeah, boy.
What are you saying no for? You ain't a Tiger?
I'm just saying. We're not. I mean, let's just move on from this, okay? You
know. Let the man have a son. You took River from him. Let him have Gus.
What about tennis? What about basketball? What about something other than... Full-on tackle.
At some point, he'll know what he's good at.
I was like, can they not make flag football a professional sport? They have all this other sports. Really?
No.
Huh.
He'll learn to get his head out of the way.
They're making it a lot safer. Yeah. They're doing stuff.
That's what they say.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
It's getting way better than it was. Way better than when I played it. They actually have pads now. Like, some of our stuff was even. Them little thin pads they put in a helmet back in the day just – kept you from wearing the logo of the helmet on top of your head. Now it's actually cushioned in there. So that's a good thing. But let's take our last break. We're going to get to some questions from some fans for you guys in our last segment. We'll be back right after this. The fans have submitted questions via Instagram for you guys. I like this one. I don't know how to say their name, but they'll know that they did. It's actually kind of funny. If you both could dye your hair / beard to match each other, what color would it be? Jeff, would you go blonde or?
No, I would be brunette or redhead.
I did bleach my hair. I was in.
It was yellow. It was like college
age. I was the worst human. I was strung out on drugs and stuff. It was a bad, super bad time in my life. So I would never want to do that again because it would bring up bad memories of just not living a Christian lifestyle.
So you had the M&M look going?
I did.
Back in the day?
Literally. I have pictures to prove it. I'll send it to you.
So I wouldn't want to do that. Jessica, one time, I liked her hair. She did it like red.
I had like a reddish
hair. I thought it was I remember that. Sexy and I enjoyed it.
That's when she was into like the old-timey pictures too.
I liked it. Yeah.
Like she was into dressing y'all up like y'all were from the 30s and stuff.
I wouldn't mind going red. I like the Viking look.
I was trying to picture that in my mind. Both of you red.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so red.
I think it'd be cool.
I like red. Hey, look, the world. Red's not a normal color.
Yeah.
Most people avoid it like the plague, except for Si. He married it. So,
and she has beautiful hair.
She does.
She has amazing.
A lot of meanness to go with it.
She lives up to the hype.
All right, here Matt says, do you guys have any tips for young parents wanting to adopt? Agencies, foreign, domestic,
allgodschildren.org.
Yeah,
we
do
international
adoptions.
Adoption. Mm-hmm. But Gus was domestic, so we know people in that area as well. But yeah, it's awesome. You know, it's one of those deals where it's like, you know, and everybody says it. I feel like we've talked to who's been through it. It's kind of like, even I had doubts when we were going through it. Like, you know, I just don't know if I love this child as much as I love my kids.
What?
That, you know, or I think people have doubts, or even men have doubts.
It's a normal thing.
No, I'm saying, I'm saying, like, that's not a bad thing.
Hey, honesty is great.
Sure. Being honest.
Honesty is great. I love it.
Yeah, we took Gus home. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, it was immediate. Like, it's one of those things where it's almost even more. Like, I will do anything
for this.
Oh,
you're talking about before we
adopted. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, we've never questioned if we
adopted. No. He's saying through the process.
No, I'm saying, and then once you have him, it's even more so, like, I would do anything for this kid because it's like,
it's different. It's a different thing,
but awesome. And it feels more spiritual in a way because it's like, we know that God adopted us, and it's like, it's a cool, weird, awesome thing to do, and I would highly recommend it. If I'll give you a stat here because I'm in that area. If every evangelical church in America, one family in that church adopted, there'd be no more foster care. Done. Over. So everybody should adopt because we
just
don't need
any more
orphans.
Just one family in each church. Yeah, that's it. But I remember, like, because I went and held him for the first time, and they snuck me in because it was a closed adoption. But I was like, okay, literally we got the call the day before. This baby just fell out of the air, literally. And she said, you know, she had no prenatal care. She just delivered a baby, and here he is. And you're up next, basically. If you don't want him, I have a list of families waiting. So I went and I was like, I just need to hold him. I thought there would be this like divine intervention from God. Like, I'm going to hold this baby and I'm just going to feel I'm your mom. But I went up there and I remember having a friend there, and we're crying over this baby. I'm holding him, I'm feeding him, I'm changing him. And I was like, I can't make this decision by myself, you know? And Jep came in. I said, you've got to come up here. Because realistically, you could have handed me any baby in that nursery and I would have loved him like my own. Mm-hmm. I would love any baby like my own. And he came in, he looked at me and goes, yep, that's him, we'll take him. And I was like,
my exact words were like, well, he ain't much of a looker because he kind of had a traumatic
birth. Well, he must have had a traumatic birth.
You know what I'm saying? So his face was a little bent out of shape a little bit. But I thought.
We had all C-sections. So, you know, there you go.
But
I saw him
laying there. He's laying there like this. Like, you know,
he was this big old boy.
Yeah,
and
I thought, yeah, I like this.
But that's what it took. I was like, okay. I was like, well, he had no. I was like, what if something goes wrong? What if something comes up later on that he has all this trauma and all this? And he goes, we'll deal with it. And I was like, that's all I need to know. I'm not making this decision on my own, and you're the man of the house, and you're leading our family, and he is our son. And we took him home the next day. It was just so.
That's actually pretty cool. And I like him when he said, okay, because it's a big step.
It is. It is.
Yeah. And he was being honest with, mm-hmm. And that's just honesty talking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I'm saying it's scary. It could be kind
of
scary.
No, you don't
know what you're getting into.
It made both of
amazing.
You better parents.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to another question. I mean, there's some serious ones in here. I don't know. Y'all want to go serious or y'all want to laugh?
The baby
dropped
out of nowhere. No, he didn't.
That's exactly right. God's hand was
in this all the way.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, yeah.
Why the name Gus? That's not on here, but I like the story and I know it.
So I always wanted to
His name is Jules Augustus.
I always wanted to name a son Augustus, and I wanted to Augustus McCray, Lonesome Dove.
I thought you were talking about Caesar.
Yeah.
No, Lonesome Dove, buddy. My favorite miniseries of all time. Yeah. I mean, just one of my favorite things to watch ever. And
his first name is after you.
And so Jess wouldn't do it with River. I forgot why, but she let me do it with Gus. So
there you go.
I let him do it.
That's awesome.
It grew
favorite, Jess, this will be a good one for you. Favorite Bluebell ice cream flavor. You're the snacker of the family. You like a good late night snack.
I'm a vanilla girl.
Just plain vanilla. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I do. So does River. He's a vanilla boy.
I don't eat ice cream. I eat chips instead of ice cream. I like salty. Salty
black
is my
walnut.
Preferred.
Black
snack.
Walnut aside, obviously. Yep. I can tell you right now, Brittany's the mint chocolate chip gang.
Yeah. Butter pecan's good. Yep. I like
not a mint,
pecans.
Yeah.
Butter pecan's good.
That's good.
Yep. Yeah. I'm closer to Jessica. Anytime you get away from vanilla, you're really playing with danger there.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good stable.
Yeah.
Hey, the good news is Lainey says y'all haven't aged at all and still look the same from the show. So that's nice.
I feel like I look a lot older. But,
we need to do some justice.
I mean, we're getting. No, you don't. Let it go, man. Don't color that stuff.
I haven't. Jace doesn't properly dye his, so he's got a little streak right in the middle.
Jeff, you can see Jace may not want you to share that with the audience.
Sorry, the bag's out, buddy. He's 10 years older than me. He got gray hair.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Do you think he has Missy dye for him, or do you think he does it himself?
I think he does it himself because it's not well done.
Do you think he goes like to his little guest house bathroom to do it so nobody sees him do it? Like, slide out.
In secret.
He never admits to it, even when I pick out the flaws.
He's never going to admit it. He brings a black garbage bag and throws it in there, ties it up real tight.
Oh, Lord have mercy. He's going to kill us. Do y'all have any celebrity crushes?
I mean, honestly, I do. There's one man, if I could live up to him, I love everything he does.
Not where I thought this was going, but
it's
okay.
It's a man. I have a crush on a man.
All right.
And he is a man. He is a man in a world of boys.
Okay.
And his name is Tom Selleck.
I'm
a huge Tom Selleck fan. My mom was always a fan, and I never knew why. And then I just started watching his movies and stuff, and I'm like, Jesse Stone. This dude is a man.
No. There's another one that runs with him, Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Same type.
I would say, I would say Robert Redford in that era. But Tom Selleck, there's a lot of older men that are just like classic, but... There's probably one celebrity crush that Jep knows about for me. This little Superman, Henry Cavill.
Oh, that one. Okay, I get.
I'm like,
I get that one. She's also a big Matt Damon fan, which I'm like,
I do like Matt Damon.
I like his acting. But
I think he seems like a really sweet, like a genuinely sweet person.
I mean, Henry Cavill was like,
I mean, he was Jason Bourne for crying out loud.
I mean, he's
even
British.
Phil likes Matt Damon. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I like it. I always look at actors and their home life and everything. And I'm like, he seems like a good family man, which makes me like him even more. It's not like, obviously he doesn't look like Henry Cavill. But
I don't even know who Henry Cavill is.
Superman?
Like Superman.
Yeah.
My Lord. I'll send you a picture.
He's a British dude that's about 6'4", 250, solid muscle.
Oh, okay.
I don't really care about the muscle. His face is really pretty.
He has dark hair. Ted Lasso? Do y'all watch Ted Lasso?
Oh, absolutely. I haven't seen it. Is it a new season?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I watch it. They're doing it weird. They're doing it one episode at a time.
Yeah,
so.
I kind of almost want to wait.
We usually wait and then just like watch
more. Yeah. I watched the first one, but I won't say anything. I'm not going to spoil it. But anyway, thank y'all so much for coming on. Jep, I'll let you plug your guys one more time. The website, if they want to get involved with y'all's foundation and all that. So I'll let you send us out of here.
It is allgodschildren.org. And just look up Cycle Breakers. And we'd appreciate you guys and love you guys. And thank you. You guys have always been supportive. So thank you so much, and we are truly making a difference. So thanks.
All right. We'll see y'all next time here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.